introductions, and we'll start tomorrow. A person looking at their phone.
Hi, I'm TJ Lee Miyagi. And
I'm Joseph Chechene. I'm with the HIV Health Services, and Dean has assigned me to this committee.
Oh, yeah. You'll see me. Ron Hernandez, council member. Chuck Adams, council member.
And Pierce, council member.
Jesse Murphy, council member.
Liz Stone, council staff.
Ali Cohn, council staff.
And Jose Luis, council governmental co-chair.
So who we miss? Just I'm not sure who though.
So today we have two excused for Cesar and Charles, and Elaine is not going to be able to make it, and I think we're waiting on Linda.
Elaine, Charles, and who is it? Liz.
And Cesar.
Linda.
Cesar and Linda.
Okay. So next up is review and approval of our agenda for today. It's pretty standard.
Yes.
Great thing about this committee. do any objections to approving the agenda as is? Nope, seeing none, the agenda is approved. Next is the review of the minutes from January 5th meeting. Let folks review those for a minute. Any edits, changes? Perfect. Seeing no edits or changes, can we approve the minutes by consensus? Perfect. Okay. Any announcements? Seeing none, public comment? Wow. Back on track. Okay, let's jump into the policies and procedures review. And we got a couple of different things here.
Yeah, so for this section of the agenda, we're just going to be looking at this, which is the remainder of policies that we sort of dug deep for. So this is what the only remaining policies that we found to review. So it's three very short policies. And I know that in the past they've been long packets. This is sort of, the end is in sight. After that, so there's also the table of contents that we have. We have two versions. And I was thinking we could get into that after reviewing the last three. Does that sound okay?
So the first one looks to be consumer rights and responsibilities.
So this policy is an interesting one because it's quite old and hasn't been updated for a long time. This was a care council policy. It was from a time which is multiple iterations ago, where one of our committees was called Community Outreach and Advocacy. I'm not even sure when that was. Ken, TJ, anybody remember when that was? So it wasn't in the four years that I've been here.
It was a long...
I think it was a form of community engagement.
Yeah.
Just a different name.
Right. What the policy, I think, is referring to is the right of community members to attend this meeting in particular and provide feedback.
Do we say that anywhere else?
Thinking about that. So there's a couple things we do say, which is that all of our meetings are public and that anyone is invited to attend, speak in public comment. We have really prescribed procedures for public comment. Some of the things in here aren't said explicitly, more implied in the spirit of the council.
So really our review of this is more about, is there anything that this says explicitly that we think we would want to reiterate somehow?
Yeah.
That's the assumption that everybody's going to read policy and procedures.
Yeah. The question is, do we want to keep this policy, the spirit of it, and update it, or do we feel like it's covered elsewhere?
Can you tell us which ones you don't think of the rights that aren't mentioned somewhere else or don't?
I mean, if the group wants to keep a consumer rights and responsibilities policy, then I feel like each of the points is relevant. Just would need updating for like to talk about all council meetings, not just this this old committee.
But I guess I'm saying, are they mentioned anywhere else?
Like, I mean, I think that's what I was just talking about. Where I think it's covered in bylaws under like open meetings. It's covered in public comment, but it's not the same tone, if you will. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not fully spelled out. Like, I'm looking at under rights number 4, the right to physical access and ADA compliance. That's just part of the overall council's responsibility. So it's not spelled out, but it's also what the council strives, well, not what's really mandated to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was, if I remember correctly, because we were part of this, because there was maybe one or two things, meetings that happened in a long time ago that weren't accessible, and so that's why they were calling it out especially, I think, because there was a meeting over at Derek's Silva in the basement or something, and somebody probably couldn't get there, and the elevator was out or something, so it was just another way to call it out. And this also came out of that one council member that left.
Yeah, well, I think we were attending to some reviews and city suggestions that we'd be more explicit.
Okay. You want to just work on updating it then?
Yeah, yeah. PLWHA is misspelled. The L.
My dyslexic mind is having trouble with that one. Good catch.
Okay.
So you'll update all the names so they reflect, like, rather than community outreach and advocacy.
Well,
right.
All of council meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah. So I feel like this, what like it would be appropriate to broaden the scope of this policy to like, not to just replace it with community engagement, but to broaden it to all council meetings and activities.
And the. Having this policy at all committee meetings. And Flora?
Flora. I thought it was Flora, too.
Yeah. Flora and Fauna. I think, like, forum.
Forums. Okay. Is that problematic? I mean, does that mean we have to hand it out? Does that mean we have it on the table? Or does that just mean we have a copy of it?
I was just referring to the notice of meetings. That the public has a right to.
But saying the copies.
The copies. You're talking about the last sentence in the first paragraph.
Oh,
I sort of feel like that's
used again later. It's just a weird word.
My tendency is always towards brevity, probably sometimes like to my detriment. But I feel like we could even just have. Like, these rights and responsibilities pertain to members of the public participating in council meetings or events or something like that. That just that middle sentence in the first paragraph. Do folks feel like it's important to have the other sentences?
And at other meetings I've gone through all over the place, they have this and they do have it at all the meetings. So if the public comes in, they can look at it. But at the end of it, it also states what is their procedure for public comment at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, we have the public comment policy.
Yeah. It's just a way of when you're trying to not cut someone off, or when you say you're 2 minutes around, then they know they're well prepared that that's what's going to happen.
Would it be conceivable to add those two things together?
Public comment in this? We could structurally put them in a similar place in the manual. Would that
wasn't
work?
That the part about the public, because you know that. Some council members go, well, I'm a member of the public and a council member. So I think that's where this is interesting.
Yeah, I guess I would just say, well, let's do a double check to see if there's no mandate that we have something like this at the meetings. I just
don't
notation that we have it actually at the meetings strikes me as something that came up about. Well, you can say you have all this, but so you're telling people they have to go and dig online to find this out or to get a policy? Because you're talking about consumers, you know, and that isn't just council members, that's other people who might want to come. So that's where I'm kind of at. This is this a kind of notice thing that we have to have, or
I don't think so. I could see folks wanting to have it available and just in case, which is fine. I certainly don't think there's a need to have it explicitly spelled out for any of, like, I don't think there's any mandates that would require that.
Because some of these, as I'm reading through them, more, they're part of what's already the state and local law under Brown Act and Sunshine Ordinance. So this is just calling out maybe some of the more common ones that are used by consumers to access the council.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to call, I think the tone of it is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to be a little bit duplicative for the sake of consumers who are. And then I think that, you know, but I don't think we have to decide here if and how to present it to the public at meetings.
Yeah.
Like, that could be even maybe like the engagement committee, if that's something they want to take up, they could draft something.
And I like Ali's idea, if you just take this, I mean, it is a single page, and add on the speaking issues at meetings, that we try to make sure everybody knows and have that available for anyone attending.
Sure.
They kind of get a twofold this and this, even though they come from different policies.
Sure.
I'm going to ask the question because I feel, because it was official, it was in the policies. Does it need to stay in the policies, or can this be one of the appendices, like you were saying, a document that's standalone? Because a lot of this is already in the policies, including in the Brown Act and the Sunshine Ordinance. So it's just, could we agree to call this out as an appendices on just consumers' rights, add in the public comment piece and have that be one sheet that we can have copies for if people want them?
Almost like the distinction between a policy and a procedure.
Right.
Sure. I'm inclined to feel like we're getting bogged down in like where it goes rather than editing it. So maybe we can do that first. Does that work? Because it sounds like there's a desire to keep it. Is that to keep it in some form as like again, for the spirit of it? And I had like even put like question marks next to a lot of ones about moving it around in the PNP manual. So maybe we can table it for that.
Okay. So let's start with the first paragraph. Ali had suggested starting or just having it start at the, let me see,
the
third line.
Like everything except the second sentence.
Yeah.
Does that lose any of the intent behind it, or?
So it would be, these rights and responsibilities pertain to members of the public participating in
council meetings, I think. It says events, but I feel like that's not really true to how the council operates now. Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that,
what do we call it when we do forums?
I don't know what. So I mean, I feel like forums is a really broad word. I can't think of a time in my time working here that we've had something that's called a forum.
All right, wrong word for me then. When we do like community outreach and have a group of this kind or that kind.
You mean like COLAs or needs assessments and stuff like that? So that would be different. You know, that doesn't constitute like a meeting, like a council meeting. So it doesn't fall under the same like mandate. You know what I mean?
They're not committee and community meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I think even just council meetings seems to capture it to me.
Sure.
Council and committee meetings.
Sure.
I like what this gentleman said, community.
And community meetings.
Is that what is that what you were trying to capture? Community events outside of the council?
Well, that sounds awesome, but it's also like it's not necessarily true. Like we don't have the same mandate over those spaces and stuff. So like all like a lot of our community that events that we partner with other agencies, like they're like the lead in that,
right.
And it's needs assessments and stuff, and they're not public, not
right.
public meetings like that,
so
which is why I said
meetings.
Yeah.
Drop the four.
Mm-hmm. Are folks okay with scrapping the other two sentences in that paragraph?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to just go like item by item?
Sure.
Okay, first one.
Council instead of me.
Yeah.
Is that true in the first one?
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of us comment?
Public comment, yeah.
Yeah.
So rather than feedback, but have a public comment. I mean, it almost, when I read feedback, it almost seems like that I'll have a little bit more, I just recall back when we had a huge group of community members that came to one of our meetings and tried to literally take the meeting over with the challenge that, well, you offered it, then you should be, you know, you should listen to what we're saying. And maybe I'd be a little paranoid about it, but if it is through feedback, why not say feedback? I mean, sorry. If it is through comments, why not, rather than feedback, through offer community comments.
Right.
Do you?
I think, well, what I read that as is if the council does something, like a council activity, like when they do prioritization, that there is a space for community members to provide feedback on how the council is doing that. Is that's how I'm reading it. It's not just speaking to public comment. It's like talking about the ability of community members to be involved, even as public, and members of the public.
I'm not hugely invested.
We can also have another item that talks about, we can reference the public comment policy. Like we can add an item that says like public comment sections, the protocol of public comment is dictated by this policy. Would that be helpful, Ken?
And maybe just the two together under one, the right option to offer feedback and comment.
Sure. And comment. Great. Number two?
That's good.
Yeah.
Number three. Have we been using language for consumers or prevention services, or say like HIV-affected community? I don't know what we've been saying.
Yeah, I feel like what we've been saying is communities living with or at risk for HIV.
Okay.
Does that sound good? And we really did have a lot of PWLA situations, a lot of mix-up of acronyms.
I like what you just said better, though.
Yeah. We might, sorry, this is like jumping, but we might want to consider how we title this policy, too. But yeah, does that sound good? So we're talking about like the entire spectrum from prevention.
All mm-hmm. right, what was the phrasing again? Communities living with or at risk
for. Or we could say affected by either one.
Okay, number four.
Maybe just to council meetings.
Yeah. And we'll get rid of the, I keep seeing Flora too.
So. Yeah, I feel like the Flora needs
that's
to just be
removed.
Nobody says that.
I'm just was reading too much science stuff.
For consumers, do we want to maybe say consumers like and community members or something? Just consumers, because you don't have to be a consumer of services to also be the recipient of these like rights and responsibilities.
It can't just be rights and community and consumer rights and responsibilities.
Yeah, like I like the use of consumers. Maybe we need like an and or.
So with number five,
mm-hmm.
I would just maybe
that's all well and good, but like, as staff, you guys need a certain amount of lead time to find somebody if you're going to find an ASL interpreter or have sound equipment brought in and stuff like that. And that's sort of spelled out in the Sunshine Ordinance, but it might be good to reference that there.
With some lead times or something.
That's
like the law.
So I think it says like 72 hours or like 48 hours or something, which is still not enough time to get an ASL interpreter.
I feel like for this policy, like the spirit, I don't know that we need to put in like.
I could just see somebody going,
you know what I mean?
You say here, I'm here, now I want it. Where is it? And you know.
Do we want to put like, you could put a parenthetical with like C. Brown action.
Well, and it's the right to reasonable accommodation.
Yes.
It's not just accommodation.
Yeah.
Right.
See, it says.
Oh, it says reasonable.
The following service is available if requested by noon on Friday. Technically.
You know, just to remind ourselves, I think. Some of the reason doing all this is in our past we have had members who literally scanned these PNPs and challenged us and brought us in to address outside reviews because we didn't do exactly what we said. So that if we're anything we can do to have a little bit better clarity or to not put it in if we've already said it somewhere else, unless it's real important to have that as a reiteration, I think helps us in the long run. I mean, we have to adhere to these things. It's just.
I mean, because the reason why we came up with this policy was because of a council member that was going through the PNP looking for everything. And we spent a year and a half in committee and had another special membership committee for it. I mean, it was just like, it was a heinous experience. And it went to the mayor's office and to, I think, the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force as well. Excuse me. What? It's no one you know, Ron. This is a long time.
This is a hard balance because you, on the one hand, you want to let people know, but on the other hand, you don't want to set up so that you're saying partially here and you're referring that back to somewhere else, unless you say it here, that it goes back to somewhere else.
Number six. Council meetings.
Noticing. What is the noticing?
So we send out notices 72 hours at minimum in advance. We notice them publicly, so they go out. On the website, on the Yahoo group, and to the library.
Can we say that? I mean, one thinks of it if you're reading something that said notices, and you say, well, I didn't get any notice. I mean, do we say internet noticing or something like that?
I think it's not just the internet, but like we can spell it out if you want. I don't know if it's necessary, but.
I mean, could it be?
Can you just say public noticing? Get the public, right?
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah, we could say the right to timely and public access or something. Sure. It's another one that's also the law. So. Seven? Looks good to me.
Is there any other thing we have to adhere to these days?
Not yet.
All right. This responsibility section. We're good.
Good.
Under one responsibility. Under responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But community members,
but it's a big one.
Folks okay with adding community members in there as well.
And that may be a logical place if you want to reiterate thing about public comment.
Oh, that's true. Yes. What would you like to add?
Well, I'm not sure how we say it, but I trust you. You can come up with something that references it, or we have a whole policy, but it probably can be broken down into just a statement of some sort.
Something like adhere to public comments policy as outlined in section blah 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 of these policies and procedures. Because that's where it talks about time limits and when and so on.
Alright. Do we want to talk about the title first? Are folks okay with that, or do we think we should add something that...
I thought you'd already suggested consumer.
Consumer and community members? Does that sound good? And community member rights and responsibilities. Okay. Yeah. If there's, I think this seems like a consensus around this policy. Is that right?
Yeah.
And we can probably just vote on it as a slate.
Great.
Okay.
Wow, barring eject, I like that. Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. I will not be barring eject anybody. I'll leave that up to somebody else. Yahoo Group policy. So this is one of our other means of doing public notices.
So are there other folks on this, like the members of the public can ask to be subscribed to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not on that?
Yeah, sorry. Should have told everybody. We have, so anyone can be a member, but this, like council members, this is particularly relevant for.
My objection to it is more about that for people who are older or don't have internet.
Sure.
This is not the only way we should have communications, but it's good for those people who do that. And you have to go through some procedures to sign yourself up.
That's true.
So that's, the policy is mostly about what is allowed to be disseminated through the group. You want to just read through and...
And is this exactly what you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems fine. Just changing words to be consistent with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might suggest that it's used for one means of disseminating. And the first is not almost...
To be used.
Yeah, and so to suggest this is not our only means, but this is one means of disseminating.
Are folks pretty active on this
Yahoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Quite active. If you any of you want to subscribe to it, I can give you the link.
Subscribe.
Yeah. I can't subscribe people. They have to do it themselves. Sorry, just fair warning. I've tried. It does not allow me to do that. Probably with good reason. Anything that folks feel like needs to change here?
Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So in this group, people can respond back to emails or...
No, it's more, it's like a listserv. Like they
okay.
We send out, I feel like the most common thing that we see on it is folks will send relevant like policy things happening. Like federal policy. Yeah, Lee is probably our most prolific poster.
Yeah,
or if there is like job openings at agencies, folks send it through there.
Because there's newer stuff like constant contact and stuff like that where you can send emails out of.
You mean the world has moved on from Yahoo groups?
I know. That's another issue.
Yeah. Where there's not that opportunity for people to respond back, where everything is moderated by whoever's controlling the list. So.
Oh, yeah, it's moderated. Like, we sometimes have folks try to initiate conversations with the Yahoo group, and we don't approve those, or if there's something that's clearly spam, which actually doesn't happen that often. So it's definitely moderated. Is that the concern?
Oh, it wasn't about the moderation. It was that there's other ways so you guys don't have to moderate.
Okay.
Right, there's not an opportunity to moderate.
We should,
oh, I see.
Say it.
Yeah.
What's
shouldn't
that
be mentioned if we do moderate?
It is moderate.
I think it says
it
in
is
there.
Mentioned.
Yeah.
In
council staff
last
will be responsible for moderating the group messages.
Yeah.
So.
The last sentence of this policy feels like maybe we, like if we had this, it should be on every single policy. It seems like a little,
mm-hmm.
It shouldn't just be on this particular policy, right? Are folks okay with removing it? Great. Any other amendments to this policy?
Last but not least.
This last policy. Sorry, these are all care policies. They were the only ones that I could dig up that were left. So this one, we actually, at last month's meeting, I think you recall, we went through the researcher's request for letter of support, which was a prevention policy, and was really procedural about the requirements for researchers. This one is just about any other letter of support. You'll recall also that we removed the letter of support from agencies because that's no longer like appropriate given our purview as a joint council. This one would be about all of the other letter support we might receive, like legislative support or...
So like the thing
like the dignity
the ballot.
Fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that would be a prime example. Any
yeah,
questions?
In the past, I think we've also supported some stuff that Laura has presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention.
Yeah, through
yeah.
Alliance and stuff, yeah.
Okay. All right. Any amendments to this beyond the just the council name? Would it be appropriate to put CDC also in the second one?
I was just thinking that.
Is it appropriate or no?
I feel like in this day and age that I don't want to be paranoid, but there are going to be more and more pushback to the administration that we be judicious in what we sign on to and be fully informed. I would hate to think we somehow or another get ourselves into this signing on to something that hasn't been fully vetted, or who it came for, what it was, just because it sounds so reasonable. People know what I'm trying to say. And this is a good way to address that.
I would add CDC.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, what is CDC?
An example of that.
The last paragraph or the middle one?
No, the second one.
I don't know.
What came to mind is, let's say the CARE Coalition would like the Planning Council to sign on to a letter to not go through a whole reauthorization process for Ryan White.
Okay.
That's what comes to mind.
I don't think we do that though. Like I can't remember doing that in the past. And so I'm not sure.
This might just be one of those CYA policies. What
sure.
do we do if
yeah. I think it's good to keep it in there.
Like the last paragraph is referring to like when HRSA needs confirmation from like the they need a signature from the co-chairs about like our EMA.
Mm-hmm.
Going like working towards the goals and objectives in the integrated plan,
mm-hmm.
So we would have to update it to integrated plan, not comprehensive plan. The middle one, I don't know. Any other?
Mm-hmm. I think the middle one was so that we keep focus on what we sign and not just sign any old little thing, but it's got to be related to the communities that.
We want to also add CDC in the first paragraph.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We're going to break the hour mark.
All right. Are folks right feeling ready to vote on this? These
yes.
three?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Hand vote.
All those in favor?
Aye. Great.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Okay. Ooh, wonderful.
Table of contents.
Yeah. So here's, this is the one that might look familiar. This is what we've been working off of, just to make sure that we are accomplishing all of our goals with each policy and make sure we're covering everything. This was a very direct like mashup of the two policies, table of contents, so it was not, there's not a whole lot of rhyme or reason to how they were put together. This next one, this proposed table of contents, was just a little more deliberate and includes the names of the policies that we've passed. I also threw in the ones that haven't passed by full council yet. Not these last three, but the ones that have been passed by steering.
So the highlighting on this are ones that have already passed.
Yeah.
Everything.
I didn't update it from last month because I'm lazy mostly, but also because the gist is that we've accomplished the full breadth
we've
of.
We've looked through everything.
Yeah. I think there's one left for membership to review, which is the mentor policy, but I feel like it's a very cut and dry appendix item. What I'd love to have the group do is to look at, I mean, we can compare each table of contents, but just to see if this proposed table of contents, what works and what's not working, and if you'd like to rename any of the items or add any break them down any further or consolidate at any point. Does that make sense? Like just the structure, see if it's working for the group.
Ellie, is it too much trouble to almost do on the back side an index just by title?
Oh, you mean just the policies that have passed?
Right. I mean, twofold. One, you have your table of contents.
Uh-huh.
But often, in addition to the table of contents, you can flip to the back of something if you're looking specifically.
Yeah, for like a topic.
Like an index.
Yeah.
Topic.
We could definitely do that. We would probably do that once it was completed.
Right.
And like finalized.
Yeah. I just think,
we have,
especially if they're going to be this.
Yeah.
It's one page. It's going to make it more. Is it going to be one page like this?
If we
do this one, then it seems like an index by title on the back side of it. So if you have two meetings.
Oh, by title, you're saying.
Of the policy. So
that,
if I'm looking.
That would be extremely easy for us to do, but I don't know how helpful it would be. I feel like an index is supposed to help like searchability and stuff.
Right. But so I'm saying if I'm looking for something, then I need to first figure out which of these headings it's in. Scanning it through versus just going to look for membership renewal. If people don't agree, it's not a big deal. It's just like I always feel like giving people more.
How about we can easily do it. We'll have that be an after completion project. So we'll do index. We were also asked to do to make sure that each policy has the date it was passed. So we'll have that too. Does that sound okay? Those will be like our two. Those will probably happen after the work group wraps. Does that sound okay?
No, I mean, if you're looking for feedback, it looks like you did a really good job of coming up with headings.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And then this one, so this is a summary, because I'm seeing a lot of things that
they're
not,
like really.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that they've been summarized here, even though they're listed on this old one.
Or they were consolidated.
Yeah.
So this is every single policy listed out from each
right.
prevention and care policy. We
so
literally just smushed them together.
I just want to make sure that some of the stuff that's here, even though it's not fully listed here, that it is.
Yeah.
And there were some that if I remember correctly, that folks felt that were no longer relevant,
yeah.
so they didn't go further. So, but my understanding, everything that's in this,
it is like covered somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's called the same thing. Is there one that you have like a concern about?
No.
So these aren't the ones we just passed aren't on here.
No, they're not. They would, but we can put them someplace right now if you want.
Well, no.
Consumer rights and responsibilities. There was a desire to see it as an appendix. Where would folks like for it to go?
the appendix or meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we keep it with public comment.
Yeah.
And what's rules of respectful engagement?
So that is a grid that goes over, I'm trying to remember what the examples are. It's like speak like with in like the
as it implies.
It's like group.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
The
don't
examples.
Be rude. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like this is an example
should
of like how to say it and
meeting. Or, I
mean,
should that be going with the other? I mean, should we keep those together? I don't know. Maybe not.
I feel like council. It was originally in our council foundation section from the care side, but I could see it moving somewhere else easily.
And highlighting it as just what we wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for that reason, just the way where it's located. So if we move it, put it at the top of the list.
The top of which list? Sorry.
If you're going to move it to meetings, just make sure you put it at the top of the list,
okay.
So it has some prominence.
Does the rest of the group like that? Meetings.
I think that works.
Okay. Great.
And then I said a question about conflict resolution under membership versus
mm-hmm.
grievances and appeals. Is one internal,
yeah.
one external?
Yes.
Yes.
They, we could restructure it if you like, but the conflict resolution and corrective action ones are both internal, and I think grievances. It's for external parties.
I think the like part of me objects to having a section with just one
yeah.
policy in it. Like I'm wondering grievances and appeals if it could go anywhere else.
It's
like decision.
Well, you could easily I think stick it in council foundation if you wanted to.
It could also go in
meetings,
right?
Hmm?
It could
yeah.
Go
or it's
five.
More of like an operation.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we feel about striking section 6 and putting it in 5? Under operations.
Well, especially if you're going to do an index.
Okay. Where would you like it?
I mean, I think it should just stay where it is.
Standalone.
Because it's making it more prominent?
It's making it more prominent, and then, yeah. And it's the difference between internal and external, and we've gotten into trouble with that in the past.
But it's part of the decision-making process and voting. This is how the external community can put a grievance or appeal to the decision-making of the body, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as an outsider, I don't know if I would technically look under decision-making, voting, and operations to find that grievance and appeals process.
Well, I think that's why I was suggesting an index later. Or under grievance.
Or one of those, like, please refer to section 7, section 6 grievances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've come to closure. We need to help out.
Do we want, like, to do just, like, a quick show of hands? Who would prefer to have it in section 5 or who would prefer to have it as a separate item?
Sure.
Is that, okay, separate item is number 6? Included as part of section 5. Linda and Ken, are you guys just on the fence?
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, I don't feel that
first.
Strongly.
The first one. Oh, okay. You voted for keeping it as section 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just mentioning it in section 5 as a reference point.
Okay. Does that sound okay for folks to keep
sure.
it as a separate item?
Public communications, the last one under section 5.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind
yeah.
me what that first
is? So that one is, I think we went over it last time. It was shockingly lengthy. It was the one about how we communicate externally, like with public, like media policy, press releases.
Okay.
Who's it allowed to speak and who's not allowed to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like spokespeople for the council. That could probably move.
No, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was. It wasn't at the last meeting.
Yeah, I mean.
Actually, the more I look at it, I don't know that it fits there either. I don't know where else it would go.
I mean, operations.
Yeah.
Operations
is such a great catch-all.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also pull out operations or something. and make it its own thing with like, and put like council staff and public communication requests for letters. I don't know, because those are a little different than decision making.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that too. I feel like it's getting a little unwieldy for my brain to handle.
Long.
So so which ones would we pull out? We pull out council staff. Public communications. The Yahoo group policy could go there. Any other ones that should go over to operations?
H, the relationship between council and counties councils? Or is that part of the decision making body?
Yeah, it talks about how we approve their policies. their prioritization and allocation. But besides that, if it wasn't just for that. Request for letters of support. That's still voting and decision making, I guess.
Expense reimbursement.
Wait, where's that one?
It's under membership. I'm just teasing.
Mm.
I mean, you know why it's under there?
Which one?
It's for members? I mean, because it's a privilege of
members? Well, no, because we sometimes reimburse the council members coming from Marin on the bus to come down here.
What about grantee assessment? Is that a decision-making voting, or is that an operation? Mm.
Like
you're right that it's not really decision making and voting. What I catch a snag on is that I feel like grouping priority setting and allocation, letter of concurrence, integrated plan and grantee just covers all of our mandates.
I kind of like grantee assessment still being under decision making and voting, just giving it some clarity that we do kind of do, we look at ourselves, so to speak.
I could also create like a subtitle that says like mandated activities or something that might unify it a little further. Would that be helpful or no? Unnecessary, just extra.
I'm thinking at this point that it's more like this is not set in stone. We can next time somebody wants to re-review this, we can see where it's been problematic, and I trust staff will just make a note in their master somewhere to say that people have a difficulty finding this or that policy, maybe we should highlight it differently or call it a different name. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also wondering, like, once this is finalized, there will be a conversation and like an intro for folks on the council, no? And then when new people are coming on board, they'll be acclimated to these.
Yeah, it'll. So that's like our next conversation. Do folks have any feedback on that? And then we can talk about like what next steps would look like. If anything occurs to you also in between now and next time. So we are waiting for full council to approve, I want to say like 5 to 7. Do you have any
more?
Yeah, maybe more. Policy is before, and then these three.
Is that on the agenda for
February? It should be. It got bumped last month. I'm hoping this month we can just pass through it. Yeah, they are not super controversial. My thought for March is that we can just present you with a product, and that can be like the soft rollout, and you can just look at it and see if it makes sense in the way that we've just formatted it. And then that can be sort of it.
The wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, any like steps that we're missing or?
Well, I guess we'd have to ask the question, do we need that extra step? Couldn't we finish up today, more or less?
I like that suggestion.
rollout of it, it would seem to me, A, it's going to go on the website for sure, and B, I think reference some way to all council members either by email or by in person if
sure.
they don't have email, so they have a hard copy or they have
mm-hmm.
access through a PDF, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, what else in the rollout do you think we need to talk about?
Just wanted to give an opportunity to give feedback, but if you feel like we could do that either by email or just by providing hard copies and just taking suggestions as they come, then there might not be a need for another meeting.
Yeah, I worry that you'd present us with stuff and then we'd start like
going back through.
Yeah.
So I think to better help Allie format how it actually looks, there was the suggestion of having when each policy was approved.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who's had to pull together a document like this before, it gets very confusing.
Such an appropriate
point. Salute.
Too many years of military training. How would we want to put reflect the approved date on?
Mm-hmm.
And because if we do it at the bottom, it gets hard to make it all into one PDF document for folks because page numbers and all that
footer
stuff gets
system.
Yeah.
Could it just go right after the title?
It could.
In parentheses.
Yeah.
Or
the way that so. What you're saying is so true. Like making it one PDF is like very complicated. But in the past, I don't think we even did that because we just had it as like a searchable, like you click each item, and then we would just like print for folks directly.
And for
but
the
yeah, it might
public, it gets more complex because you'd have.
We're
to
trying
know.
To send it as one
yeah.
document, I guess. Would it be too distracting to have it as a? Like underneath the title?
No, I've seen a lot of them like that.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
We can try to do it so it's not doesn't look too crazy. Okay. Great. Right. With that, I guess then this group can dissolve. We'll just give notice and steering.
Anything else that you might envision?
You, also, there's always the assurance that if a policy ever needs to be discussed or updated, that the appropriate committee can review it or steering can always review it.
Right.
There's not the need for this kind of work group. So this was just like a large-scale endeavor, right? Anything else, folks?
Do you have to vote to dissolve?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, do we have
can.
To vote on the table?
I don't think we have to.
Do we have to vote on the table of contents?
No.
I don't think so, because I'm just
can
saying.
If you want.
People want
to vote to dissolve?
We haven't in the past, but
okay.
You certainly can if you'd like. That gives closure.
We're not really dissolving, because if there is an issue, we can just email the solid. Keep it open.
Well, if it,
that's not what I
like,
mean. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't, but okay.
I guess. I just think mentioning a bit in the minutes is enough.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll make sure that steering and we'll announce it at full council also.
And
great, congratulations. This was quite an endeavor, and it went much faster than I think it's gone in the past. Really effective.
Well, I think a lot of this is to you too. I mean, when
yeah.
you got into the partisan,
yeah.
you know, many
to
many.
Her.
When we started this, having the two of you be kind of chairing it and doing it
sure.
makes so much sense. Yeah.
Allie did a lot of the heavy lifting, so I want to thank her for that.
Thank you.
Well, if there is nothing else, I guess we are not having a next meeting date or agenda items for that next meeting.
I'd like to thank Jose Luis and Allie for their good work.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That's good.
And so,
congratulations to you all.
Aside, now that we're closed, mm-hmm. who are the people that membership needs to reach out to? Yeah. Oh, I've got.
I'll just show it to you right here.
Perfect.
Yeah, everyone here.
Well, then our meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.